Started. Welcome everyone. This is Behra Asmat. I'm with ICANN Org, and this is the first call of the new regional strategy in the Middle East, the new working group that was announced a few days ago. First, I'd like to thank you all for volunteering to join this effort. We got 27 applications and 27 new members of the strategy working group. I know that not all of them were able to join our call today, but the call will be recorded, and hopefully they will have the time to check it, you know, after it's posted online. I mean, the recording is posted online. So just to give you an idea, the purpose of this call today is to, you know, kick off the process leading to the development of the new regional strategy for the Middle East. We're going to go through, you know, the timeline, the, you know, what we intend to do as a working group in relation to aligning the regional goals with the ICANN's global strategic objectives and so forth. We're going to go through this, and then we'll talk about the timeline, about the work modalities and so forth. Fahd, can I flip the slides or someone has to do it for me?
Yeah, just give me a second, Behra. I'll give you the rights. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, you can do it now. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm trying.
Okay, I'll flip it for you. Never mind.
Okay. All right. So, just to give you a bit of background about the regional strategy, or the regional strategy in general in the ICANN context, the objective of the regional strategies is generally twofold. One is to better understand the regional needs in the context of ICANN's remit and identify priorities and goals accordingly. And two is to, you know, develop a sort of two-way engagement mechanism or process between community, stakeholder groups, and ICANN.org. And the reason we emphasize, you know, the two-way part is that so as much as we, you know, want community to participate in ICANN work, we as ICANN.org are also cognizant that, you know, we too have to reach out community, support their activities, you know, work with them on some, you know, national or regional initiatives and so forth. So it's a two-way effort. So this notion of the regional strategies began in 2012. The African region was first in developing and implementing this approach, followed by the Middle East and other regions. In the Middle East, we started in early 2013, and since then we've concluded almost two strategies. I mean, we concluded one in 2016, and the second one is due to conclude in end of June 2020. So this is the last year of the current strategy term. So looking quickly at the previous region strategies, just to give you an idea about, you know, what they were about. So basically, both were three-year strategy. However, the current one has been extended for another year, and this, you know, occurred after consultation with the regional community. And the reason behind this is that the current ICANN strategic plan is due to end by end of this fiscal year, which is again end of June 2020. So thought or agreement among community members was to extend the current strategy for another year to end with the current strategic plan and then start the new strategy with the new ICANN strategic plan. You can find more details about both strategies online. We included the links for your reference. And of course, for the, you know, the new strategy that we're beginning to discuss today with you, there's a question about the term of the strategy, whether it's be it's going to be 3, 4, or 5 years. This is something that, you know, you will have to discuss and make a decision about. Next slide, please. Can you go to the next slide?
Yeah, I did that, Bahar.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. For some reason, I'm still on slide 6.
So I'm showing slide 8 at the moment.
Okay, then I have something wrong on my screen. So what do I do?
Okay, just a second. Okay, so check it now.
Okay. All right, so I'm the Zoom is restarting, so give me 30 seconds.
All right.
By the way, for everyone on this call, if there are any questions, please do not wait until I finish the slide deck, because it's a bit long. It's like 28 slides.
Did we lose Beher? I cannot hear him.
Yeah, it seems that we lost him. Indeed. Let me just ping him on.
Hello?
Yes, Beher, we can now hear you. Yes, Beher.
Okay,
ahead.
Sorry, I was muted. All right, so can we go to slide 8?
Yes, sure. Okay.
All right, so so one of the things that we want to actually, so one of the things that we've done in the past was to try to align the regional strategy with the ICANN strategic plan. But the way we used to do that was a little bit like ad hoc. Like, you know, we started the work with the working group and then we shared with them the ICANN strategic plan. They would, you know, read through the plan and then they come back with some ideas about, you know, how to align it, you know, what the common areas are between the region and ICANN global and so forth. This time we wanted to do things better. We wanted to do things differently. So we engaged our colleagues from the MSI team. MSI is the Multi-Stakeholder Strategic Initiatives team. This is the team within ICANN that is in charge of developing with the community the ICANN strategic plan. So we engaged them early enough. We worked with them, and then we had two webinars with the community recently to ensure that, you know, we do we do the alignment in a proper way, if you will. So what we did so far was to present the ICANN strategic plan to those who attended the webinars. And, you know, we went through each of the strategic focus areas, and then we put questions about, you know, relevance to the region, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to do this. So what we're going to do now is we're going to kind of repeat this briefly, at least those who are not able to attend the webinars, they can, you know, catch up with what we intend to do. So the ICANN strategic plan 21-25, the next 5 years, it has five focus areas, one on security, one on ICANN's governance, and the third one on unique identifier systems, and the fourth one on geopolitics, and the fifth one on financials. And under each, you know, strategic focus area, there is like strategic objectives, and then there are strategic goals under need each one. So, for example, the under security, the strategic objective is to strengthen the security of the domain name system and the DNS root server system. Under the ICANN's governance, the objective is to improve the effectiveness of ICANN's multi-stakeholder model of governance. And for the unique identifier systems, the objective is to evolve the unique identifier systems in coordination and collaboration with relevant parties to continue to serve the needs of the global internet user base. And on geopolitics, the objective is to address geopolitical issues impacting ICANN's mission to ensure a single and globally interoperable internet. And then on financials, the strategic objective is to ensure ICANN's long-term financial stability. Next slide, please. So, you know, the way this was developed, I mean, the way the strategic plan was developed was basically through consultation with, you know, different parts of the community, you know, constituencies, stakeholder groups, SOs and ACs, and the board. And one of the key exercises that all the groups have, you know, gone through was to identify the key trends in each focus area. And then through or by identifying the trends, they were able to, you know, agree on the strategic objectives and the strategic goals. So, for example, under the security, the key trends that were identified by the community was, you know, increasing cybersecurity risks like massive DDoS attacks, IoT vulnerabilities, and so forth, increasing threats to the root server system, and continuing concerns about DNS abuse. So these were the main trends identified under this focus area. So what this group might want to do is to also think through the trends. I mean, assuming that, you know, there is an agreement that security is, and of course, when we say security, we're talking security in the context of ICANN and the context of DNS. So assuming that there is agreement that security is a key focus area for the Middle East, then you might also want to think through the trends in this area from the regional perspective, and maybe also try to identify like relevance to what is happening in this area at the global level. We can, you know, follow the same approach in each and every focus area. Like if we move to the next slide, you will also find, or you will see, that under governance, the key trends that were identified by the global community, and again, this is in the context of the ICANN strategic plan 21-25. Again, I'm not going to go through the details, because you're going to have the slides. You can just read through them, so you have the trends, and then maybe, again, assuming that this is an area that, you know, the region or the working group will decide that it's important for the region, then you may also want to think about, okay, what trends are we observing under this area in the region. Next slide, the third area, which is the unique identifiers. Again, the trends that were identified, and you know, the same thing. Next slide, the geopolitics. Can we move to slide 13? Yeah, geopolitics, the same thing. Of course, again, the group might, you know, discuss and, or actually should discuss, and then might decide that maybe there are some focus areas from the ICANN strategic plan that are very relevant to the region and could be included as focus areas for the regional strategy. And perhaps there are other areas that are not a priority. And then, you know, this is something that the working group will have to discuss. You might want to also seek some feedback from the larger community in the region, like those who are not part of the working group might also want to provide input. And then you would have to think about, okay, how we could get their input and so forth. So the last slide, I think, in this section is about the financials. And again, this is in the context of the ICANN strategic plan. So this is about, okay, how we could, as a group, how we could come up with, you know, the or identify the strategic focus areas, and then, you know, identify the trends under each area. Next slide. Okay, so now we're going to talk more about, you know, aligning the regional strategy with the global strategic plan. Next slide. So for each strategic objective, like under the security focus area, the strategic objective, as I mentioned, is strengthen the security of the millennium system and the UAS root service system. Now, under each strategic objective, you will see some strategic goals, okay? So again, trying to relate this or to align this with the region, you as a working group will have to think about the relevance to the region, whether these goals are relevant to the region or not. What other goals, again, assuming that there is an agreement that security is a key focus area for the Middle East, what our strategic objective would be, okay? Because it doesn't have to be, you know, exactly the same as the strategic objective of ICANN as ICANN-OIG. And then thinking about the goals, what the strategic goals would be. So you might want to go through the goals, the strategic goals here, and then, you know, think about the relevance to the region, think about the implications of, you know, the security-related issues, DNS security-related issues, their implications in relation to our region, and also think about the specificities to the region to take in consideration. Because again, you know, what might be specific to, you know, the ICANN community in Latin America might not be the same as, you know, for the ICANN community in the Middle East. So again, thinking about the specific or the specificity of the region in the context of each and every strategic focus area, I think is very, not only the area, but also the goals underneath each area is very important. Next slide. Again, the same approach could be, you know, followed for each focus area, for the goals under each focus area. Think about the relevance, the implications, and the specificity. next slide is the same for, you know, unique identifier system. Again, I'm not going to go through each and every section because we want to, you know, allow time for discussion. But again, the slides will be shared with you, and you know, we can actually we will continue our discussion over email and then in the next conference call. Next slide is about geopolitics, and the last one is about financials. Again, just to reiterate what I said, the working group in you know, thinking and considering the ICANN strategic plan and thinking about the relevance, implications, etc., you will be the ones to decide on, you know, what the strategic focus areas for the Middle East are, what the strategic objectives are, what the strategic goals are. You may decide that security is not a focus area for the Middle East. You may decide that, you know, something like IDNs, you know, as a separate focus area should be, you know, the focus area for the Middle East. These are, you know, mere examples just for you to, you know, just get the point that as much as we want to align with the ICANN global strategies, we're not expected to, you know, sort of copy each and every part of the strategic plan and just, you know, have it as part of our regional plan. Next slide. Okay, now about the timeline, and this timeline was actually shared with the larger community beforehand. It was shared with, I presume that you've seen it already. Can we go to the next slide? Because it was, I think, shared on the mailing list. But anyway, the idea is that, you know, the work is actually beginning as we speak with this very first brainstorming session with the working group. This will, you know, continue during this month and probably, you know, the part of the next month as well. And then, you know, the group will start actually drafting the strategy document. And we anticipate this to take about 3 months between November and January 2020. During that time, I mean, you will be working via emails, you will be meeting remotely on conference calls. You might also want to think about, you know, how you're going to involve the larger regional community. I mean, those who are not members of this working group, how are you going to, you know, seek their input or feedback, or if you have specific questions that you want to put them in the form of a survey and you wanted to share this with the community, how you're going to do this. So you're going to discuss all this, and we as staff, as ICANN board, our role is to support your work and to provide, you know, to provide you with all the support you needed to accomplish your work. So, again, according to timeline, the draft strategy should be issued in February 2020, issued for public comments, and then based on the public comments, the working group will be working on finalizing it between March and April 2020, and then the final strategy to be issued in May 2020, hopefully early May, so that you have time also to work with us as staff on the implementation plan, the year one implementation plan. Now, just to be clear, in the previous regional strategies, we used to have, again, a like 3 or 4 year strategy and then annual implementation plan for each fiscal year. Whether we'll continue to do the same or maybe you will decide to have one implementation plan for the entire term of the strategy. Like if the strategy, for example, is a three-year strategy, then you will decide to have a three-year implementation plan or operational plan, perhaps to be reviewed every year. That is something, again, that you will have to discuss. And we can also provide some, you know, input based on our, you know, experience with the previous strategy work that we did with the community, and also perhaps experience from other regions, from the ICANN strategic plan and so forth. And we expect the assuming that we're going to have like 1 year implementation plan, we expect it to be again ready around May, June time frame. In any case, we will have to have an operational plan before end of the fiscal year, because effective July 1st, which is the FY fiscal year 21, the implementation plan or operation plan will have to, get into effect. Okay, next slide, please. Work modalities, next slide. As I said, I mean, we expect you to work via emails and conference calls. There will be, actually there is a public working space. It's an ICANN community space where we share documents and all this, co-recordings and so forth. Again, based on our previous experience, especially during the first few months where the group will be heavily busy in, you know, developing the strategy, we expect that you need to meet on a regular basis, like once every 2 weeks. Of course, again, this is something that could be changed as we go on. And again, you will make a decision about that. But as noted here, that the call frequency is more intense during the early stages of developing the strategy. One more thing about the work modalities, there is a charter for, can we move to the next slide? Yeah, so there is a charter for the current working group. When I say the current working group, it's the working group that is still sort of overseeing the implementation of the last year in the region strategy. So they developed, when they started their work like 3 years ago, they developed a subgroup of them developed a charter to define the scope of the working group, determine some modalities, like, you know, selecting chair and vice chair of the working group, also defining or determining the term of the strategy, whether it's 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. This is something that is also identified in the charter. So the question is, what are we going to do with the charter? I think the first step is that we should share with you the current charter. If we haven't already, maybe Saad has already shared it with you. I think you need to read through it. Frankly, I personally wouldn't recommend that the group waste a lot of time with the charter. I'm cognizant that maybe a few items in the charter will have to be amended, but I think it's a very good charter. The previous group has, thought about it quite, thoroughly, and they did actually review it at some point. So they developed the charter at the beginning of the term, and then like 18 months down the road, they did review it and introduce some minimal changes. So I encourage you to do the same, to review the charter and to try to identify which parts of the charter that need to be amended, and you know, try to get done with this task. You know, I wouldn't give it more than 2 weeks, honestly, just to get done with the charter and then move to the more important, you know, substantial part of this your work. So there are two questions here in the chat. Shukri is asking, are we going to use the previous charter of the working group? Well, again, as I said, Shukri, this is something that the group will have to decide. Again, there are some minor details that will have to be amended anyway, like, you know, the term of the strategy, because the current charter, I think, determines the term between 2016 and 2020, so this will have to be changed. But, I mean, you will also, you know, have to consider other parts of the strategy and see, of the charter and see if there is any order or any amendments needed. But again, I would really encourage you not to waste too much time on this task. Zakir is saying, I think that is fine. It's better to share it with the new group for discussion, if any, for sure. Zakir will do this. 2 weeks is more than enough, I would say. Thank you, Zakir. Okay, let's move to the next slide. Yeah, so the term of the strategy, as I said, is another thing that you will decide upon, whether, you know, how long is this strategy going to last. Think about it. In the past, just to give you a little background, so in the past, the two previous working groups thought that 3 years was a reasonable, you know, time frame. It's not too short, not too long, and I think they were quite right. And then when they needed to extend the current term of the strategy for 1 year, again, for the reasons I explained earlier, I thought that was also very, you know, thoughtful and makes a lot of sense. So now, I mean, we're starting a new page, a new strategy. We're trying to align it with the ICANN strategic plan, which has a 5-year term. So would you consider having the strategy this time, the regional strategy this time, to have it span over 5 years? This is a question that, you know, you will have to think about. And maybe we can discuss it either, you know, today, I think we still have time, but also over the mailing list in the coming, you know, few days and weeks. I think this is the last slide. And then, yeah, I'd like to open the floor for questions and comments. We still have about 24 minutes, so, or maybe 23 minutes. So, Fahad, if I missed anything or you want to add anything, please feel free. Otherwise, everyone, please post your questions or comments in the chat, or just, you know, take the mic and raise your voice. Thank you. Okay, Shukri is asking another question. What will be the role of the ICANN specific teams in the development of our region strategy? This is a very good question. Thank you, Shukri, for this. So the ICANN team, I mean the MSSI team, they're very much willing to help in any way they could. They can provide advice based on their experience in working with the community, with the global community, in developing the global strategy. I mean, anytime we want them to join our calls, they're happy to. They can facilitate some of the discussions you might want to have about identifying trends or priorities. If you decided to develop a survey for the larger regional community to seek their feedback, they're happy also to help with that. So, I mean, they're waiting on us to tell them what, you know, we need from them, and they're very much willing to help. By the way, as you know, the ICANN Montreal meeting is coming in a couple of weeks after some consultation with some of you in the community, in the regional community. There wasn't an agreement about having a session in Montreal about, you know, the regional strategy, given, you know, the location of the meeting, not many people will be there, etc. However, again, I'll be there in Montreal. If some of you will be there, I'm happy to meet, you know, like just informally, and you know, discuss anything that you might want to discuss. Okay, Noha is saying, this is my first time to join the SWG. I feel overwhelmed, so I'd welcome any coaching, guidance, recommendations from the old members on how to be prepared and be equipped with the needed knowledge. Yeah, so this is a very good point. Thank you, Noha, for this. Well, I'm sure some of those on the call today, including Fahad, might want to react to this, so I'll leave it to them. But we have some old members like Shukri, like Zakir, some others like Waleed and Hadia and Rafi. I don't see them on the call today, but I'm sure they will be able to help. And if any of you guys today, I mean the old members or Fahad, want to add something, please chime in. And Puya is saying the same thing.
Yeah, okay, thank you, Bahar. So this is Fahad. So actually we did share with you in an email a couple of links. So we did share with you links on ICANN's 2021-2025 strategic plan, as well as the two identical webinars that we hosted. I'd strongly recommend everybody to read that document and to attend one of the two identical webinars so that you get to know what ICANN's 2021-2025 strategic plan looks like. One other thing you can do is that you can refer to the current strategy that is currently undergoing, its fourth EM implementation plan. I'd really recommend that you read the strategy document, and you get to know how the strategy was built in line with ICANN's 2016-2020 strategic plan. And then, of course, you may also want to look at the different implementation plans that came out on annual basis, and of course, which is in accordance with the regional strategy. Now, all these documents that I mentioned are pretty concise and short, but they would give you a really good view and a really good sense of the nature of the work at stake. Honestly speaking, they should be pretty easy to follow. And of course, at any time, feel free to write to me. I'll be very happy to have a call with you to answer any questions you may have. I'll also be happy to communicate with you via email if that is easy. So in a nutshell, just try to read the different documents, try to attend one of the identical webinars, and feel free at any time to write to us so that we can get you abreast with the task at hand.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Fahad. You were breaking up, you know, in some of your intervention, but maybe this is my line. But I think this is useful. Maybe it would also be useful to, if you could, I know that you've already shared, you know, links to the documents and all this. If you can just share your tips on the, because Noah's question or remark actually is very important. And so I'd like to share it on the mailing list with the whole group. So you can also share your tips that you just, you know, shared right now. You can share it with the group, and also invite other alumni or old members to provide their tips as well. So that, you know, that way, you know, we'll have all the tips you know, share together, and the new members will be able to benefit from that. Shukri is saying, I think that the members of the strategy working group are very lucky, since there is a lot of support materials in addition of the previous strategy. True. Thank you, Shukri. All right. Any more questions or comments? Just one thing to so I talked briefly about, you know, selecting the chair and the vice chair. As I said, this is, you know, this is what the previous group decided that they wanted to do, and they put it in the charter, and they specified the process for selecting the chair and the vice chair. So you're going to find this in the charter document. But I wanted to emphasize that having a chair, of course, it's up to you to have a chair or a chair and vice chair. But from our perspective as staff, having at least a chair is very helpful from our perspective, because it also makes our life easier in making some coordination. So at times, you know, when everyone is busy with other, because we're, you know, we know that each one of you also has their own day job and all this. I mean, ICANN is not your day job. We know that. So, but at times when we want to, you know, encourage the group to, you know, do more or provide more input or get things done, etc., it would be much easier for us to coordinate through the chair, and then he or she shall, you know, take things on with the rest of the group. So we believe that having at least a chair for the working group is very important. Again, the process, at least the existing or the current process, is outlined in the charter. Again, you will have to take a look at the charter and agree on, you know, what kind of changes you want to introduce in there. Again, Shukri is saying, I'd like to iterate my sincere condolences. Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you, Shukri. Thank you very much for your feelings. Thank you, Nohan. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Other comments and questions? Fahad, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good for now, Bahar. Thank you. If I have anything to add, I'll just post it on the mailing list.
All right. Okay. Just to note that, I mean, from ICANN, all side on this call, and in future calls, you will have me, Fahad, and our colleague Magali. Magali is supporting our calls, as you've seen today, and she will continue to support our calls, recordings, and all this. I'm not sure whether Magali, if you're on the mailing list or not, but if not, please get on the mailing list in case there are, you know, any requests or suggestions regarding the, you know, way we run and coordinate the calls, etc. So at least we will be able to see this and take the proper actions. All right. If no further comments or questions, thank you everyone for joining today. So one more thing I forgot to mention. I think one thing we're going to do, we will have to try to fix the date and time for these calls, because we're going to have, you know, regular calls like every 2 weeks, etc. So instead of, you know, changing the date and time every time and having a doodle poll every time, at least we need to fix the date, the time, maybe for a couple of months, and then we can revisit that later. But I think this is something that we want to do very soon, so that at least we decide on the next calls date and time. So I'll leave this to Fahad to coordinate. But I think this is one action that we're going to have to take right away. Again, thank you everyone for joining. Have a good day and talk to you soon. Bye.